This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Rasmussen says 40% of GOP voters think civil war is likely. I don't know if I'm in that category or not, that civil war is likely, but I'm in the category that civil war is definitely possibly coming. I know that. I know I'm not in the category that I want it. As much as I can't stand these liberals, I don't want to kill each other. I don't want a civil war. What is it, 650,000 Americans died in a civil war, brother on brother? I don't want that again. I'm not looking for it, but I know they're looking for it. I know the left's looking for it. I know they're pushing for one. I know Antifa and Black Lives Matter are both pushing for a country that I don't want to live in. And I guess the country I want to live in, they don't want to live in because they can't make it in this country. They can't make it in my country. I make money every single day, every hour of every day. I know how to make money. Even in the middle of a lousy Obama economy for 8 years, even in the middle of COVID-19, even in the middle of rioting, I always find ways to make money, raise money, build a new business, hire people. They don't know how to do any of that. So they hate me, and they hate anyone who's successful, and they want to steal our money and steal our businesses. They want to create a Venezuela and a Cuba, and you know what happens every time? Massive misery and poverty for everyone. So it's what we call shared misery. Because I can't have it, you're not going to have it. You know, they don't know how to make money, and the rest of us live in nice houses and have a pool in the backyard and three beautiful cars in the garage, and they're like, I hate you. I'm going to take it all away from you. But it never works for them. See, America's always worked because there are rich people, and there are successful people, and there are upper middle class professionals, and the other people aren't rich, but they have a chance to be the same as those rich people over time. Is massive opportunity and mobility and opportunity in this country. Massive. Massive. And so if you just grab it, you can be them one day. And that's what makes America great. But they don't want that. Liberals don't believe they can be successful. Liberals deep down are the biggest racists in the world. They don't believe black people can ever be successful. They don't believe illegal aliens can ever be successful. They don't believe Hispanics can ever be successful. And so they don't believe poor voters can ever become middle class or middle class become rich. So they just want to tear it all down and make sure everybody lives in equality, shared misery, which is what they've got in places like Cuba, except for the fact that in Cuba or Venezuela or the old Soviet Union or the old People's Republic of China, everybody is poor and living in horrible misery except for one half of 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 1% at the very top, the Politburo. You know, the very top politicians in the old Soviet Union were rich. All the people around the dictator are rich, but that's, you know, you're talking about 1,000 people that run a country of 100 million, 200 million. Those 1,000 are filthy rich and powerful. They get everything and everybody else gets nothing. 40% of GOP voters think civil war likely. It is becoming likely. It's becoming more and more likely. Maybe I do agree with that group. Now that you use the word likely, they're not saying they want it. They're not saying it's definitely coming. They're saying it's likely. Well, I would agree with that. Civil war could very well be likely. It's not bad. They don't live in the same world as us. Here's a great example. Stacey Abrams. She was the black woman who ran for governor of Georgia and lost by a whisper, just by a little thin margin. She thinks she's the next vice president of the United States under Biden, but he hasn't even interviewed her yet, so she's obviously not on the list. Nobody's interested in her being the vice president. And she says a man was murdered in Atlanta because he was asleep in a drive-thru. And that's how liberals think. Stacey Abrams says, this is why you saw the reaction from protesters. This is why the anger remains. Activists are calling into question what's being done. And I would say, is there a legitimacy to this anger? There is a legitimacy to this outrage. A man was murdered because he was asleep in a drive-thru. We know this is not an isolated occurrence. she's referring to a black guy in Atlanta. The police are called. First of all, you want to bet the police are called by a black person? I think there's so many more law-abiding, wonderful black people in this country than ones who are not. And those are usually pro-police, and many of them are pro-law and order. And they don't like to see crime in their neighborhood. And they're in line to get a soda and a hamburger at Wendy's. And they got to put up with a drunk or drug-addicted loser asleep in his car blocking the drive-thru lane. And you think that's minor? It's not minor. First of all, it's not minor because he got there. He had to drive there, which means he drove under the influence, which means he risked murdering people with a very deadly weapon, his car. I have no sympathy at all for drunk drivers or drugged out drivers. How many times do they crash into somebody and kill them, and they always live, and people they crash into, all the kids are gone, a family of five, you know, mother, father, kids, all dead. How many times does that happen? All the time. Drugs and alcohol while driving. Terrible thing. I have no sympathy at all. So first of all, he's a drugged out or drunk loser in line at Wendy's, and he's fallen asleep in the car and blocking the line, so he's a nuisance on top of that. But he was a deadly driver and then became a nuisance. Does that mean Wainwright's saying he deserved the death penalty? No. He caused it himself. That's when it became the death penalty. When he started fighting with police officers and punching him in the face and stealing their taser, and running away and turning back and pointing the taser at him. Now, if you're a cop, and someone gets your taser, and they point it at you, and they hit you, that's it. You're done. Now they can walk up to you. You're completely disabled. You can't even move. You're in shock. And now they grab your gun, and they shoot you in the head, and you're dead, and you never go home and see your family again. Stealing a cop's taser is absolutely, positively something that could lead to murder. Your life is absolutely in danger. From the moment he stole his taser and you chased after him and he pointed at you, you had every right to pull your gun and kill him. Every single right. Why does no one understand this? And for you little snowflakes out there that don't agree, I'd love to create a reality show. A couple of great reality shows we should be doing. One is we should take a bunch of white liberals and drop them in a very high crime minority neighborhood in the middle of the night in any major city like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore. Or in this case, Atlanta. And let's see if they make it through tonight. Make sure they have jewelry on. Make sure it's shiny. Make sure there's diamonds. Make sure there's gold. Make sure there's a fat wallet. Make sure there's a diamond watch. Drop them off in the middle of the night with no gun in a terrible neighborhood in the worst specific street corner of that neighborhood filled with drug dealers and robbers and carjackers and home invaders. And just, good luck, get home. And follow them with cameras and watch what happens. See if they stay liberal at the end. At the very end, are they liberal still? When they're about to die, are you still liberal or are you screaming for cops? And would you like a cop to come kill the guy who's about to rape your wife and kill you? What do you think? I bet it's an instant conversion to conservatism. That's what we should call the show. Conservative conversion. A reality show about what happens in a high-crime neighborhood when a liberal wears a lot of jewelry and flashes a lot of cash, and we drop them off at 12 midnight and ask them to get home on their own walking through that neighborhood. Watch what happens. See if you're still a liberal when the event's over, when the night's over, when the episode's over. And the second one is to dress a liberal up in a police outfit. Give him a gun and a badge. Of course, fake bullets. You're not going to allow him to kill anyone on national TV. But give him fake bullets and put him in fake scenarios. So it's a reality show where an average person has to make life or death cop decisions. So have a guy much bigger than you, high on PCP, in a rage, scream, F you, cop, I'm going to kill you, and try and grab your gun, and what do? I think every single time you pull your gun out of your holster and you shoot him dead, because you're scared to death you're about to be killed. If he just gets his hands on your neck, you're dead. If he gets his hands on your gun, you're dead. If he gets his hands on your stun gun, you're dead. And watch what the liberals do when they're in a life or death decision, and they have to make life or death instantaneous decisions, and they're dressed as a cop, and they got a badge and a gun. Watch what they do. And they will find out how tough this job is. How tough this job is to be a cop. There's two reality shows for you. Yeah. Chris O'Sullivan says, live liberal PD. You can't put PD on anymore, but live liberal PD. So, all right, some other things that show the hypocrisy of why our country is dividing and why there could be, I guess, civil war, why they could break apart. You know what I'd rather have than civil war? Here's a simpler one. We don't need a civil war. How about a peaceful resolution? Just secede. All the liberals go to California, Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, and just take the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington. Just take it. It's yours. And leave the rest of us alone. And, of course, unfortunately, sadly, they'd have to take the East Coast, too. They'd have to take New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, I guess, sadly. And then the rest of the country is the United States of America. And you guys go form your own countries, call them the Communist States of America. And it would consist of, or maybe there'd be two different countries. Maybe there'd be one on the West Coast with California, Oregon, Washington, one on the East Coast with New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont. You'd have to throw in Vermont, right? Definitely throw in Vermont. Who the hell wants Vermont? That's an easier solution to this thing than civil war. Who wants the bloodshed of civil war? But I know one thing. We can't live together anymore. We need to get rid of the liberals. They need to go somewhere else. They're actually threatening the Alamo. They threatened over the weekend was it called the Eyes of Texas? I forget the name. It's the most famous fight song for the University of Texas Longhorns. I think it's the Eyes of Texas. And they've been playing it for 100 years. And the new recruits, the new black recruits for the football team said they won't play unless you do this, do that, change that, change history, change the name of the stadium, get rid of the song. Well, if I was the University of Texas, I'd say, you know what, you're a nice kid. You're a little misguided, but you're a nice kid. Go play somewhere else. We don't want you. Have a nice life. No one's changing the name of our stadium. No one's changing the name of our song. No one's changing the song. No one's going to knee for the national anthem. If you want to play here, play like 1,000 kids who came before you, 1,000 great kids who came before you, and got a free education and had a chance to go to the NFL and make millions. Just stand for the flag, stand for the national anthem, let the stadium be the name of the great person that's named after, Darryl Royal, and stand for the Eyes of Texas. What is the matter with everybody? Liberals, just go to another country if you don't like it. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular muscular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. Boomer Naturals, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Our world has changed. You know, earlier I mentioned the Surgeon General of the United States, Trump Surgeon General, went from saying, you should not wear masks, there's no need to wear masks, you have to have masks. Masks will open up the economy sooner. Masks will save us all. First they weren't saving at all, now they are the only thing that saves us all. And you can't trust these people. They're back and forth, no credibility. But I have said on show after show, I'm not a big fan of masks or face coverings. But I'm someone who understands that when the law is the law, the law is the law. When the rule is the rule, the rule is the rule. If you have to wear them, you have to wear them. In California, you have to wear them. In some states, you have to wear them all the time. In Nevada, you don't, but you have to wear them in certain stores, like my UPS mailbox store, like Costco, like Wells Fargo Banks. You can't go in without them. So I carry masks with me wherever I go. I've got five or six of them in my car at all times in a plastic baggie, and they're all Boomer Naturals. Because the kind you use really matters. I'm not a fan, but when you have to use one, you have no choice. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. Even people with sensitive skin. And they can be used up to 30 days. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root. WARRADIO20. And guess what? You save 20% on every order. So just go to checkout and use the coupon code WAR Radio20@BoomerNaturals.com. Let's grab a caller, Sandy from New York. Sandy, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, Sandy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm Amy in New York. I'm sorry.
Oh, Amy. I had Sandy on the scene. Sorry. So, Amy, how are you? What's on your mind?
Okay, great. Listen, we feel the Republicans are protecting Joe Biden because they want him to be president, not Trump. They didn't attack him with Tara Reid, and now this to fund the police, and now with this Jerome Corsi thing. You heard about that? He wrote an e-book about how they're going to take Trump down after Bolton.
Yeah. Well, they're taking Trump. They are trying to take Trump down, obviously. Clearly, we're in a coup.
It's going to be really serious. You know, what Jerome Corsi said last week, they're going to put him in the 25th Amendment, and Mike Pence will be president.
They're never going to get away with it, never.
They're not attacking Joe Biden at all. It's only 4 months away, Wayne. There's so many things to corrupt. He's a racist, Joe Biden. All the racist things. All we have is Sean Hannity on TV and Lou Dobbs and Tucker. Laura Ingraham does not attack Joe Biden. She knows him for years. And the rest of Fox hates Trump. So all we have, you know, wonderful talk show hosts like you, Rush Limbaugh, you know, everyone. But they're not attacking him. Black Lives Matter is anti-Semitic. And that's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. They love Black Lives Matter. No one is pointing this out and blaming the Democrats for all this. There's so much to attack Joe Biden on. He's getting a pass from Republicans.
He's not going to get a pass from Trump. Listen, when Trump meets him in the debates, all of America is going to see that Joe Biden is past his prime, and that seems to have, in my opinion, some form of dementia. He's not there anymore.
Yes.
He makes stupid statements. He can't remember anything. He looks like a fool, makes a fool out of himself, and that's coming from his own basement where he's probably got teleprompter in front of him and his wife whispering answers or putting cue cards up. The guy doesn't have it anymore, so can you imagine when you get him, you know, on a national debate stage, and there's nobody that can whisper answers to you, although the Democrats will try, as they did with Hillary, they'll try and give you the answers questions in advance so you can formulate the answers. But America's going to figure this guy out. I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, we're all worried a little bit because it's the end of America if Democrats win. But I don't believe they're going to win. I believe law and order is going to be the issue of the day when the election comes up. And I believe all the rioting and all the looting and all the torching in the end are going to help President Trump. I think even black people are looking at this and going, wow, we need police in our neighborhood. We've got to have police. If they defund the police, we're all going to be dead. Our children are going to be dead. So we've got to have a law and order candidate. The only sane one is President Trump. I really do believe that. A lot of middle-class blacks are going to be looking at Trump now because the alternative is impossible to believe, defunded police and no more handing over criminals to ICE. Crazy. This is crazy talk. Thank you for the call, Sandy, in New York. Wayne Allyn-Root. You can always get me, WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. We shall return.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Monday at the White House, President Trump says we're moving in the right direction regarding coronavirus.
I can tell you on COVID or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it, plenty of names. Tremendous progress is being made. I spoke with the governor of Texas, where they've done a fantastic job, and he said they have had some outbreaks in prisons, and that's where their numbers went out. And
3 days after police shot and killed Rayshard Brooks in the parking lot of an Atlanta, Georgia Wendy's, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is calling for peaceful protests.
Burning down buildings will not get us change in the city, because if anything, it is going to erase the message, and it is going to eclipse what this is all about.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCN Life. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. No other show like it on radio or TV. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And in the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. We prepare for war. And it's looking more and more like we may have to prepare for war. We've got Megan Barth on the line. Megan, her website is ReaganBabe.com, a regular on the show. Megan, have you seen the most recent Rasmussen poll out today that says 40% of all conservatives think it's likely we're headed for civil war in the United States? That's a sad commentary, isn't it?
Well, it is a sad commentary, and I think that you and I have talked about this quite at length before, and that is, as our culture continues to be stripped away from us, whether it's Gone with the Wind on HBO, Cops on A&E,
Live PD,
and that necessarily is not a cultural issue, but when you look at the noisy minority, and that's exactly who the left is, it's a noisy minority. They just have simply powerful platforms. They own the news media. They own Hollywood. And many of us are just tired of this white guilt complex that they are trying to force down the throats of patriotic Americans. You know, it started with Colin Kaepernick, the second-rate quarterback, taking a knee during the national anthem. He didn't take a knee as, thousands of black men are murdered by other black men or women in Chicago or black women and children every day. Black women and women, men, and children in Democrat cities are murdered by other minorities, and it's only at a time when a white police officer commits murder or defends himself, depending what it is, shoots a black man, what have you, is all of a sudden there is this electoral uprising. Every 4 years, it seems like Black Lives Matter appears. Well, what about in 2017? No Black Lives Matter then, no Black Lives Matter in 2018 or 19. But in 2016 and 2020, all of a sudden Black Lives Matter appears, and all the centerpiece of every election campaign has to be some sort of test to see whether or not you are going to support Black Lives Matter, which is a liberation theology Marxist organization, which calls for the defunding of the police. And so I do think that we've reached a tipping point. I do believe we've reached a boiling point. And I'm wondering exactly what tipping point is going to occur when many of us who are sick and tired of being labeled racist just because we don't believe in Marxist or Democrat ideology, we are just simply tired of being labeled as racist, meanwhile watching all of our historic traditions and our cultures being stripped away from us or torn down or completely deleted.
Well, and we're forced to be silent. For instance, you've been away. You haven't been around much. So you don't even know that I had planned for last Saturday, meaning 2 days ago, 48 hours ago, I had planned the biggest pro-police march ever in the United States of America. And we had enough confirmations that we figured we were getting between 10 and 20,000 people. So Vegas would have stood up for the entire nation to show there's still a giant silent majority that loves the police. And guess what, Megan? I never had the rally or the march. Never happened. You know why?
Why?
Because the head of the police here in Las Vegas made it clear to my representatives that he did not want Wayne to do it because he felt like it would be way too dangerous, there'd be a riot, and Vegas tourism could be hurt, and people could be killed and hurt, and it would all get blamed on me because he told me not to move forward with the whole thing. So I can't stop you. You can move forward, but we can't protect you. I'm absolutely certain the police cannot protect you. We cannot guarantee the safety of your people in the march. So you make your own decision, but if I was you, I wouldn't go forward because you're heading for a disaster because Black Lives Matter is protesting opposite you at the same time in the same place, and it's going to be a riot. That's what I was told, and so I backed down. I backed down for the first time in my whole life. I've never backed down before because, of course, I'm not going to be involved in riots, and they're going to put it on the national news and claim it's all because of Wayne Root. So we're going to redo the whole thing. We postponed it till fall, Bernie Kerik and I, and we're going to redo it in the fall. And the plan is to have our own security there. We're going to hire our own security force and not have to worry about the Vegas police. But don't you find it sickening that conservatives would never do anything dangerous, never hurt anyone, never shoot anybody? We have to back down because the other side is actually dangerous and threatening our lives. Therefore, our rights are usurped, and we have to remain silent while they run around and protest all day long with no problem at all because no one's threatening their lives.
Well, exactly, and you make the point. Obviously, the police chief knows that the violence is inherently in the left and the left-wing agitators. Where has the FBI been for the last 4 years following Antifa, which has kind of melded into Black Lives Matter? Why haven't they been looking at Antifa and all of these disparate groups around the country that are anarcho-communists that pal around with the likes of Keith Ellison, one of the Antifa organizers from Portland, who basically said that he would eat from the skull of Andy Ngo's head, who's a reporter, once Andy Ngo was murdered by, I guess, one of their thugs. He is pictured with standing with Keith Ellison.
You're talking about Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, right?
Correct.
Who's prosecuting the police? Who's prosecuting the policeman who may or may not have allegedly, we all saw with our own eyes, quite possibly is guilty of murdering George Floyd. But I think it's interesting because here's my gut instinct. I believe it was a slam dunk that the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, could have gotten the cop on manslaughter. Slam dunk. But he chose to upgrade the charges to second-degree murder, which is not easy to prove, and I think the cop may get off. And I'm not so sure that's not what Keith Ellison wants. I think he upgraded the charges because he knows the cop is going to get off, and when he gets off, there'll be more rioting. And I think these extreme radical people like Keith Ellison, who hate our country, want to see the nation engulfed by riots. So you overcharge the cop. You can't prove it. The jury makes him innocent. It's a redo of Los Angeles in 1992 with Rodney King, where the cops got found innocent, and the next thing you know, the nation's on fire. I got to tell you, I think Ellison is bucking for an innocent charge.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, we understand that the left-wing agitators have leaders, and those leaders are elected, whether it's Ilhan Omar or whether it's Keith Ellison or whether it's Nancy Pelosi. They are elected radical leaders of the left, and so we cannot really draw any sunlight between the radical actions of Black Lives Matter, which calls for the defunding of police, or the anarcho-communist groups like Antifa that seem to find a home, or at least a common theme, with the Democrat Party. I mean, you have Keith Ellison holding up an Antifa book and praising Antifa. You had Chris Cuomo on CNN basically comparing Antifa to our men and boys who stormed the shores of Normandy. And so you have this watering down of the violence, this looking the other way. They call riots protests, and all of a sudden riots now is some sort of triggering word, or looting is some sort of triggering word that we have to remove from our vernacular. Well, actually, no, they're crimes. And as soon as one rock is thrown, or one projectile is thrown at the police officer, it turns from protest into a riot. And there is no First Amendment right that protects you to destroy property or riot. And what has happened, Wayne, is we've watched many cities burn. Well, there's a common theme there, too. They're all run by Democrats. And they've been all run by Democrats for 50, 60, 70 years. Do you realize that the last Republican mayor in Atlanta was elected in 1857?
Really? I thought Detroit was the worst, which has been like 60 years since a Republican. Wow. That's amazing.
The mayor of Atlanta, the last Republican mayor of Atlanta elected was in 1857, but somehow the shooting in Atlanta is Donald Trump's fault and the Republicans' fault.
Good point. Great point, Megan. Let's talk a little bit about the hypocrisy, because I saw NBC News had tweets that were literally minutes apart that criticized Trump for his Tulsa rally coming up on Saturday and then praised liberals for their Black Trans Lives Matter rally in Brooklyn, which, based on my naked eye looking at the picture, it looks like there might be 50,000 people jammed together blocks and blocks long in Brooklyn, of 50,000 people who couldn't find anything better to do on a Sunday than protest on the side of transsexual black people. I've never heard anything so absurd in my life. But, okay, that's fine. You want to do it. That's America's great. You could protest all you want. I won't stop you. Megan won't stop you. But my point is, how could you praise 50,000 people protesting for black trans lives, but say you can't have 20,000 people at a rally for Donald Trump?
And quite frankly, the number of people that showed up to the rally in Brooklyn is probably more than the black trans lives are in the whole entire country.
That's a good point.
But here is the double standard. The double standard is it's okay if you want a riot, otherwise known as protesting, in any Democrat city. It's okay if you're Antifa and want to take over six blocks surrounding Seattle City Hall. But it's not okay to go to a Trump rally. There's the double standard again. And then it brings me to the mask issue. All, you know, this was supposed to be, Wayne, I'm old enough as you are to remember, it was 15 days to flatten the curve. It wasn't supposed to be a behavioral psychological experiment lasting 90 days. We're all of a sudden we're walking around like we're from a third world country, where we're wearing masks. And we're keeping 6 feet of distance, and we're only essential businesses are open, and non-essential businesses aren't. We're targeted. I mean, this has gotten completely out of control. It's a behavioral experiment. And here's another kicker, Wayne. I just traveled 4 hours to Tampa on a nonstop flight. Southwest demands that you wear a mask. Okay, so I put on a mask. I get on the plane, and then the stewardess says, you can take off your mask if you're going to eat. So guess what? I ate and drank for 4.5 hours all the way to Tampa.
There's the way to do it. There it is. I can't stand masks, to be honest with you. Wearing them for 4 hours would drive me crazy. Megan Barth, website ReaganBabe.com. Always appreciate what you do. Thanks for being a great conservative warrior, Megan Barth.
Anytime. Thank you, too, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The website, rootforamerica.com, and, of course, my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We'll see you in a sec.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930? That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. The root is on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior on USA Radio Network. Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's filled with negative ions. That's pretty cool. It tastes great. That's pretty cool. It provides a powerful antioxidant benefit. That's pretty cool. Everything about it is really cool. And that's why, you know, I only drink water. It has nothing to do with real water. I've drank only water for about 20 years now. I don't drink milk. I don't do any dairy. And I don't drink soda. I haven't drank soda since I was like 10 years old. And I don't like coffee. I've never liked coffee in my whole life. So the only thing I ever drink is water. And then Brett and Amy Jones introduced me to real water. And that's all I drank all day long, is cases and cases of real water. And so I told Brett and Amy, I want all my listeners to drink real water too, and I want to offer them a great deal. And they agreed, and they gave me a great deal. So go to Amazon or your Prime account, search real water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says real water. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to check out, there's a coupon section. Just put in 10 war for Wayne Allyn Root. 10, the number 10, and then no space, then war, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyn Root, all caps. And you'll receive a 10% discount, and then it'll be conveniently delivered right to your door, so you don't have to lug around the cases. It just doesn't get much better than that. Great-tasting real water, all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. You'll love it, and you will taste and feel the difference. Real water, go to Amazon, order real water by the case, and then put in 10 war and get your 10% discount, and they deliver it right to your door. So there's a great new article out. The headline is Real-time card spending data shows stunning rebound across the USA. And so, you know, evidently, it's not like this is political and Trump is making these numbers up. There is a massive rebound going on. Nobody thought it would happen. Even I thought our economy was dead in the water and this is a disaster. And it is a disaster. It's going to be years before we fully recover. But there is evidently a stunning rebound going across the U.S. economy, and maybe it wasn't even a fluke that we got 2.5 million jobs in May. You may find out in June we have a bunch of new jobs, and in July we have a bunch of new jobs, and August, and this is the worst nightmare of the Democratic Party, of the Democrat Party. Because if there's a massive rebound and GDP numbers are huge heading into the election, then Trump is going to win this election. And predictably, here's the interesting part about this, spending in the states that are further along in the recovery continue to outperform the broader population. Georgia stands out with total card spending, I think they mean credit card, of plus 5% year on year. So in other words, it's higher than it was a year ago. Okay? In total card spending, New York is negative 11% year on year. Restaurants, negative 44%. And the critical question, they say, going forward is whether spending can continue to improve once states fully reopen and once government stimulus and benefit checks end at the end of July. All I could tell you is, if you look at the stats, whether it be jobs, whether it be GDP, economic growth, no matter what stat you look at, I guarantee you find that the biggest spending is in red Republican states, and the biggest rebound and the most jobs are in red Republican states, and the worst numbers are in deep blue Democrat states, and deep blue cities in those deep blue Democrat states. Here's a look at card spending shows some places like Atlanta have now fully escaped the spending hole, while others such as Seattle, San Francisco, Boston, New York, and L.A. remain around 20% lower compared to a year ago. There it is. There it is. Atlanta may be a liberal town. They may be riots over a white cop shooting a black person, but Atlanta is in the middle of a very Republican state, and all the suburbs are Republican. Bright red Republican. And they're fully escaped the spending hole, meaning people are now spending again, just like a year ago. But in Seattle, very liberal. San Francisco, very little. Boston, very liberal. New York, very liberal. LA, very liberal. They're 20% lower compared to a year ago. I'm telling you, by every comparison, red states are blowing away blue states. And Republican governors are the winners, and Democrat governors are the losers. And by the way, when you try and tell me Trump is dead, oh, Trump's dead. Trump's dead in the water. That's what they told me 4 years ago, and I was the only guy who said Trump would win. And this is now the biggest rally of all time. More than 1 million people signed up for Trump's MAGA rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1 million. What's the population of Oklahoma? It can't be much more than that, right? Let me see. Oklahoma. We're looking up right now. Oklahoma population can't be more than like 1.5 million to 2 million, right? Oklahoma population. Oh, I'm shocked. I had no idea Oklahoma's population is 3.9 million. I had no idea Oklahoma had that many people. Wow, 3.9 million. Well, anyway, 1 million of them, one quarter of the state of Oklahoma wants to come to the MAGA rally. By Sunday, more than 800,000 people signed up for tickets to attend Trump's first rally after the lockdown. By Monday, today, over 1 million Trump supporters signed up to attend the rally. Wow. It was originally scheduled for June 19th. However, the president moves it to Saturday, June 20th, so as not to coincide with the famous holiday in Tulsa built around, a terrible, terrible thing that happened in Tulsa many, many years ago in the early 1900s, where a black section of town was burnt to the ground. That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. 1 million people signed up for tickets. It says, biggest data haul and rally sign up of all time by 10. By 10. And they're looking at a second event in town to get more people to be with President Trump. Wow. That is how many people can you fit in this one rally? MAGA rally is also being planned in Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina. And Joe Biden is still in the basement. His wife's feeding him baby food at this very minute. Oh, boy. What a country. If you think Biden's beating Trump, you're living in a dream world. Just as I told you, Hillary Clinton would never beat Trump. Biden will never beat Trump. Never.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com.
sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.